This is Radio Rubber Room. Good evening, everyone. We are here with the Richmond Comedy Coalition tonight. What's going on, Sean?
Hello.
Sean? I don't know. Where'd he go?
I have no idea.
He just wanders off sometimes.
He does. He does his own thing.
How are you, Dan?
I'm good, man. How about yourself, Derek?
I'm doing all right. You look good.
Do I?
You have like a glow.
Oh,
have you been, like, tanning?
I am pregnant,
oh.
I think.
Aww.
I just thought you'd been eating a lot.
Oh, I have been. That's pregnant, fat, same thing, right?
I think it's different.
Is it?
I don't think you can get pregnant, Dan.
Oh.
We'll talk about it later after the show.
I'll keep trying. I will.
Well, cool.
Good.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Good.
Good. Great. Right?
Richmond Comedy Coalition, you funny guys.
We're only three of the 20 of us or so.
Yeah, where's everybody else?
Hungover.
Maybe a little.
Various states of drunk or hungover.
Did you guys party last night?
We had a lock-in.
We had an intimate gathering.
By intimate, I mean,
adults were wearing onesies.
Nice.
And we brought some card games.
Where do you get adult onesies? Because I've wanted a onesie for a long time, and I didn't even... They made them in adult sizes.
Well, the trick is not looking for an adult onesie, but aiming to be a small enough adult to wear children's fashions. So that's the angle I go for,
how
anyway.
How do you go about that?
Fortunately, kids are getting fatter and fatter these days, so they're making clothes bigger. Yeah. So I'm able to successfully buy like a little boy's onesie, and it works.
Gotta love childhood obesity.
Thank you, McDonald's.
Yes, sir.
And we had a sleepover practice. I don't know what you want to call it. Where the
slumber party?
Did you guys have a pillow fight?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We did.
Do each other's makeup?
We could have. One of our members is a makeup artist, so.
There's Sean. It looks like Sean is back. Yeah, hey,
thanks for starting without me.
Yeah,
back.
Did you have fun putting fake statuses on my Facebook page, buddy?
I was outside crying. Just now.
I'm sorry, David. I didn't mean to distract you.
Oh, no, it's not your fault. It's Sean's.
Yeah.
No, pillow fight. Made a little pillow, what do you want to call it? A pillow pit?
Pillow pit.
That's awesome, yeah.
To dive into. It's pretty ridiculous.
This sounds awesome. Why didn't I get invited?
Yeah, really?
I thought we were friends.
When are you guys doing this again?
Kind of friends.
Yeah, if it gets popular enough, maybe it'll be the next RVA-lution revolution.
Oh, yeah.
We'll hold it at the Hacked Factory.
RVA slumber party.
Yeah, exactly.
RVA slumber party, yeah.
RVA sleep-in.
That'd be kind of sick.
I like that.
I think this could really catch on, yeah.
I'm a fan already.
I'm too lazy for, like, the rave parties and things like that. I want to be comfortable and be able to, like, sleep wherever I'm having a good time.
We also did...
I definitely second that.
You're not going to fall asleep on the show, are you?
Only if you show a lady a good time.
I don't know if he's up to that.
I think that was really nervous laughter, like...
It'd be the first time I've seen that.
You've never listened to the show, the recent show. It's always nervous laughter. I feel so uncomfortable here hanging out with these people.
We tried to do light as a feather, stiff as a board last night.
Yeah, I don't think that works.
I just laid on the ground and kept yelling it, and nobody did anything. That's right, I remember that now.
Yeah.
Cool, well, Richmond Comedy Coalition, middle management.
Yes.
In the house, and we're going to play a song, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. We were hoping, when we invited you guys, that you might bring a little improv comedy with you.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the case?
Oh, yeah, I take it everywhere I go.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, tell them what the song is.
This is 25th Street by Caught in the... the Rift. Sorry, guys.
We forgive you.
Keep sticking my hands deep in my pockets. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. Downtown.
live in constant fear of having your nipples specked off by an eagle? Well, fear no more.
Juan McRamirez's
Super Nipple Shield is here. My Irish Latino heritage has endowed me with some of the most sensitive wildlife attracting nipples around. I've tried everything. Super glue, mayonnaise, duct tape, and several thousand other household remedies, which allowed me to create the world's first and probably only nipple protectant.
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield will help repel eagles, elephant shrews, groundhogs, and dolphins.
Yes, it does work underwater. Apply the Super Nipple Shield every 30 minutes for maximum areola protection. See, it just worked. It'll take those sensitive man bosoms and turn them into pecs of steel. Ding, ding!
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield doesn't just protect against wildlife, it also protects against chainsaws, automobile accidents, nuclear fallout, and aliens.
I bought Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield yesterday, and I've already impaled a bobcat, two goldfish, and a peregrine falcon. Thank you, Juan McRamirez.
For three easy installments of $9.99.99,
Juan McRamirez's Super Nipple Shield can be yours.
Are you fat, ugly, or disfigured? Does the mere sight of you invoke thoughts of suicide in others? Well, listen up, douchebags. www.myfatanduglyfriendwhomakesmelookbetterbycomparison.com.org is a website designed to help you look better by comparison. Every fat and ugly friend comes with liquor, condoms, and cinnamon-flavored roofies straight from Mexico, so you know their quality.
I just sharted.
www.myfatanduglyfriendwhomakesmelookbetterbycomparison.com.org guarantees that you'll be 100 times more likely to get laid. Take your fat and ugly friend to the park, grocery stores, PTA meetings, and CD back alleys.
I love you, Chuck.
www.myfatanduglyfriendwhomakesmelookbetterbycomparison.com.org ships your fat and ugly friend for the amazing low, low price of $714.58 a month. But wait, if you act now, we'll throw in my retarded inbred step cousin who collects owl pellets for only $10 more, plus separate shipping and handling.
See, that's the bone that comes from the mouse that the owl ate.
My retarded inbred step cousin who collects animal pellets will make you appear smarter and more interesting than ever. Take your fat, ugly, stupid, toothless posse out and you'll be the life of any party you go to. Results may vary.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
www.myfatanduglyfriendwhomakesmelookbetterbycomparison.com.org doesn't guarantee results, but we say we do. Side effects of www.myfatanduglyfriendwhomakesmelookbetterbycomparison.com.org include, but are not limited to, being robbed, stabbed, shot, roofied, loss of limbs, and or organs. Temporary blindness, permanent blindness, nausea, headaches, diabetes, rare Brazilian black penis rot, herpes, and super herpes. You'll buy it. Because you're stupid. No refunds.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Simon! Simon, sweetie!
What is it, Mom? It's kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes, yes, yes. Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
Yeah, the year is 2009. We shot a star from the phallic skies into the earth thighs. Rise and shine, yeah. We are comic coming. The sponge running, hit the ends of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. We are comic coming, got the other sponge running, hit the ends of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. We are comic coming, got the other sponge running, hit the ends of the earth, then we blow your stomachs. We are comic coming. From the zodiac and habitats, cuss of Aquarius, water taps, Pisces, amphibians, swimming upstream, and fetal positions against meridians. To the A's hatch in the all ultrasonic embryonic saps. No surviving fishes, anesthesia for the aphrodisiac. Lactated birth and similar mother's nature mating with the creator. Birth in the vega push me abstract into a cosmic pitch black. Now need a rocket boost and a space suit to go back before I served on a comet from a fat lady jack. Beamed up from your ethers, ethers of the technical climb. My time travel through vaginal star tracks falling head first. Be stuck in reverse in the Venus flytrap. Pulling the umbilical cord to my jetpack. Hit with greater impact, my underground wall stepping on. Cities made of core force and whack. We are comet coming, got the others much money. Hit the edge of the earth and we blow these dummies. We are comet coming, got the others much money. Hit the edge of the earth and we blow these dummies. We are comet coming, got the others much money. Hit the edge of the earth and we blow these dummies. We are comet coming.
I'm a comet. Said I'm a comet.
Negative and positive photon and charges into my neural connectors. Undergoing cellular molecular architecture. Developing satellites on our skin and see antennas. Five elements of my sensors. Six door in the visible central sector. Complex spinning vortex between the duplex of the retina. Holographic replicas bounce are secular. Other dreams they mirror flickering like film projectors. Remove the mucous membrane bandages. I will move rapid shutter speed palette on automatic. Focus the apertures of my ocular cameras like polar magnets. Let my people stylated like people from Los Angeles. Egyptian hieroglyphics on the wall and aerosol. Make your way DNA back swings of the lace in the arms. We'll cook bombs turning in time back onto black moms. Where our obelisk in the calm, move the crowd with its palm. We are comet coming, got the others bunch money. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow up your stomachs. We are comet coming, got the others bunch money. Hit the edge of the earth, then we blow up your stomachs.
The photosynthesizers. Photosynthesizers. I'm doing good with Comet.
So, are you guys ready to do a little subpar mediocre radio?
Yes. Maybe? Yes.
Yeah. Get in? Oh, yeah.
So, Richmond Comedy Coalition, I like to think that we go way back. It really hasn't been that long, but it's crazy. I like to feel like we become family in such a short period of time. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah.
He's just looking for a Thanksgiving invite, honestly.
I want to come to the next pillow fight.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I love the pillow fight idea.
Are y'all the whole coalition?
No, there's
no.
Weren't you listening?
You were outside.
I was outside crying.
No, they're the company, the theater company of Richmond Comedy Coalition. We're about 18 to 20 strong now. Made up of a few improv teams. We are just three of those.
Now, there's other comedy coalitions in the area as well, too. Do you guys ever get up and have, like,
there are no other comedy... There are other improv comedy...
There are other improv right. comedy groups. No coalitions.
What
no
separates groups. Y'all from other groups coalition. As
there,
a coalition?
There is a coalition of justice.
That's true.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Any other coalition we will not approve of.
We recently performed with West End Comedy. We opened up for one of their shows. They perform in the at the Hat Theater all the way out in the West End, far West End. So it's
once a
friendly
month.
Community.
Once a month?
Yeah,
right?
They do two shows once a month out there. So yeah, I mean we know pretty much everybody else and we're on good terms and
you guys never get up like Michael Jackson Beat It style and like comedy off.
Oh,
not yet.
You just
How
been
would that
served.
Happen? Oh
yeah. We'll join hands.
I made you laugh so hard.
Yeah, we need to like tie our wrists together and tell jokes until one just dies. Yeah.
That's so, anyways, I'd like to make a little observation, Derek. Assuming, even in between the two shows in over a year, I think these might be the first guests that we've ever had on that you owe money to.
I do.
Is that correct?
Yay, that's surprising.
Yeah. I am at the Richmond Comedy Coalition of the total sum of $61.
That's true.
And guys, I'm
pay you
for
in
it.
Hugs. He's gonna pay you in hugs after the show.
You have a horse head in your bed in the morning.
Now, are you guys aware of that? Were you aware that he owed you money before you came on the show?
It's on some spreadsheet or something somewhere. But
so I could have got away with it.
I didn't.
Totally.
I didn't come in here like I'm getting this money tonight.
For the listeners, me and Dan have been taking the comedy classes that the coalition offers.
I am paid up. I just
you
like
are.
To point
That's
that
true.
Out.
Right. That's I am, right.
And none of my checks bounce.
You guys aren't going to report me like a credit agency or anything, are you?
Not yet.
We don't know how to do that yet.
Okay, cool.
Speaking Sweet. Of which, I mean, what does a comedy coalition like yourselves do when they need to collect money? Like, how do you go about collecting?
ask people.
You like tickle it out of them?
Yeah, we ask people nicely, and then.
Then we come back to each other and say, that's not working.
we'll send an email, perhaps.
Burn-sounding email.
Yeah, I mean, we actually haven't had any issues with that yet, but.
But now you're working with Derek.
Yeah, I know. We might have to. We might have to test the system a little bit.
I've been watching a lot of Judge Mathis, so I am prepared to take this to the next level if need be.
That's right.
I'm just glad you're not watching any of those Bounty Hunter shows.
I would just like to point out here that I'm kind of a big guy. I can be intimidating, and I am for hire. So,
all right.
If you guys ever need somebody to do your collections
If you collect this money out of Derek,
is it bad to punch a pregnant man?
If you ever need a pair, pear-shaped bounty hunter. I am for hire.
All right.
Speaking of pear-shaped, we were talking on the way out.
Nice segue.
Very good. Special.
You know, Katie, you are an attractive lady.
Thank you.
What would you say, and you've seen me enough times, I like to think pear-shaped, but what kind of fruit would you say I am shaped more
you?
Like?
You?
Yes.
Could you stand up?
Please say banana.
I need
please
to see you do banana. A little.
I say
little
kiwi.
Twirl.
Do a 360. Pull up your pants.
Oh, you
man.
Know he's pretty. He's pretty solid.
I don't have a butt.
And by the way, listeners, you're lucky this is not a TV show. Because you had to see that.
That is up for personal opinion.
What would you say?
Well, you're pretty solid, to be honest. Like, I don't think you have any weird body parts that stick out funny. Like, you don't look like. Like a bunch of grapes or anything?
I do have a foot like growing behind my knee. You just didn't see it. A foot that grows behind my knee.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
I'd love to go jokey and say something like a rotten banana.
Yes.
The foot behind his knee, though, he's a great swimmer because of it.
Well, see, I've always fantasized about being able to join the Fruit of the Loom band, their band, right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out, I mean, they have an apple, they have a bunch of grapes.
Actually, apple would not be a bad...
Yeah.
See,
but they already have an apple.
Like a mango.
That's what I like.
I think you're a mango, because you're not
I could
as,
be
like,
the ethnic
you're,
fruit.
You're
but
not
mangoes
as,
are firm.
Right?
I don't know.
A day-old mango.
All right, I'll take that. I like
mango. Rotting mango.
Just a little.
I'll
like,
take
it,
that.
You can still eat it, but, you know.
You might be a
shag.
Yeah. Somebody would tell you not to, maybe. Yeah. But you're still going to.
Oh, my friends think so highly of that. But anyways, me and Derek, we're taking the improv comedy classes. And I don't know. I mean, we've got, what, two more classes to go? Do you guys think I'm funnier? No? Anybody?
I think you seem more relaxed.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think.
Are you calling me up? You're calling me uptight? In the past?
No, you were uptight, yeah.
Is that what you used to think?
Thank you.
But, you know, maybe it's because we know each other better now.
Whenever I look at you, I laugh.
Yeah, thank you. It's like beat up, verbally abused me today. Go ahead. That's the best you got there? That's the best you got? Hey, I wore a shirt earlier today that you had never seen in my wardrobe before. Sean claims
to one that I know.
Sean claims that he's known me for 2 weeks and he has my whole wardrobe memorized. Is that an accurate statement?
In my defense, I've worn the
same
shorts
plaid
for 6 weeks.
So.
We are. He's been wearing those, for 6 weeks straight. Anyways, enough about us.
I changed my underwear one time.
Is that around week 4?
That's when stuff starts getting dicey.
Why do you have a skid mark on the outside of your shorts, Sean?
Dude, I don't even know what's going on half the time in the bathroom. There's a lot of crying and blood. I don't know.
What? Oh my god. Okay. It's a little bit too far, man. So we've been taking these classes. Aaron is our teacher.
Yeah.
I don't want to play any favorites here, but much funnier than the three of you.
Oh, thank you.
That's fine.
He's
true.
Pretty good. He's really funny.
He's awesome.
That's true.
I'm a little upset that he couldn't make it out here.
Me too.
So we were going to cancel, but you guys pulled up last minute, so we decided to do it. You guys are in the, you have an ad in the RVA magazine this show.
Yeah, coming out.
Actually,
in the next issue.
Aaron is kind of a focal point.
He is the focal
ad.
Point.
Yeah.
Focal.
Now, what was going on in that scene? That is a funny ad.
That was from our, not the last Richmond Famous, but the one featuring Magnolia Jackson Pickett Burnside, who is a local drag queen. And
voted by Style Weekly.
Voted by Style Weekly as best performer.
Drag queen.
Wow. And you guys were best comedy
troupe.
Best
local comedy group.
Yes, we were.
That's right.
Cha-ching! Woo!
And
I was most fruit-shaped male in Richmond.
Congrats on that, by the way. That's a big achievement.
He gave himself the award, though. He's in a category for that.
And Sean actually won Richmond's largest bowel movement. Is that correct?
I did, indeed. So. It was actually Virginia's.
He won.
It was statewide.
So, Richmond Comedy Coalition, there's only three of y'all here today, so I'm just going to pinpoint this question for the three of y'all, and we won't include the rest of the people.
You sure you don't ask one of the ones that's not here?
Yeah.
I don't care about those guys. To collectively, the three of y'all, how many 5-year-olds can you beat up?
At once, or one at a time?
Can I guess?
Yeah, like a whole team.
I'm going to write down
a number. Yeah, I want... So you're going to write it down, and we're going to not look at what you're thinking.
Like, how many 5-year-olds could I take on at once without being overtaken by
them? Yes.
The three of us, or individually?
However you want to work it, I'll let y'all...
We'd probably work as a team.
Yeah.
That's smart.
We would do that thing in Kung Fu movies where we stand back to back.
Yeah, everybody is facing out. Yeah.
Would you use one of the 5-year-olds as a weapon against the rest of them?
Yeah, especially if they've got on some like heftier shoe.
If they have spiky hair.
Yeah. So how many? If they're Dutch, I mean, they might have a wooden shoe on.
They want us to put a number on it. I mean, I could go for... It's not how many, it's the amount of time. Like, I would get tired after...
I'd say 12.
Yeah. Wow.
12 each?
No, total. Total.
Oh, way more than that.
Way more?
Can I get a buzzer? Buzzer?
That's 4 apiece. That's 4 apiece.
Right.
We can do more. Than
that. 7. You guys can only take 7.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
That's incorrect.
Come on.
It's true. Some of them might already be in karate classes.
Well, I got beat up by one 5-year-old, so I was hoping that I wasn't the only one. But obviously, if y'all can take like about 2 each.
Yeah. I was going to say, well, especially if you're in the back-to-back karate circle.
I mean,
really changes the dynamic.
Their fists are about belt level, so you guys might want to rearrange your idea.
It's true, and they could headbutt
right in the area.
I've been headbutted by a 5-year-old in the groin.
Have you ever been bitten on your shin? It's terrible. Ouch. Terrible.
I'm sorry, dude.
Cool, well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to play a song, and we'll be back with more from the Richmond Comedy Coalition. I'm sorry, middle management.
It's all right.
I'm gonna...
It's all right.
This is Black Girls with Broadway.
Yeah. Yo. No, this is Silo Effect with Surfaces.
Shut up. The
This is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
Lies are the guys to Sawanada, Damila Dukmana, Afran and Wally Catlet, Kadudak Layaka.
Look with me, look with me. You don't need tea to drink, look with me.
In five delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish and ostrich. Crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice cold refreshing can of liquid meat.
Zazam here with Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. Hey, do you long to see world, go to magic place? Many things very much fun to see and do? Lot of people do not know, but Afghanistan, amazing land famous for most juicy delicious mango. And world number one export of heroin and lithium. Make for very popular American battery. Do you love sand? Have you ever longed to use bathroom behind shrub in desert and wipe clean with own hand? Then pack up your luggage bag and hey, don't forget burqa to hide face of woman servant you bring with. When plan your next trip, plan trip to wonderful and amazing world of Afghanistan and witness hand first many glorious map locations like cave, other cave, mountain, burnt hospital, third cave far from first cave, pile of rock that used to be school, and most favorite local attraction, crater in middle of ground from bomb. While you here, forget not play one of national pastime game like stick wheel. Or throw a piece of candy in group of kid and watch them fight. Zazam accommodate you very well while you stay in luxurious 5-star hotel cave or brand new old exploded military transport cousin Aziz transformed to comfortable sleep cabin with authentic dog skin rug. Classy, right?
What wait for you? You could be burning life-size doll of famous American dictator or stoning woman in street while you eat mango.
Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. You book now and I throw in free pass to national theme park named Patch of Dirt with Goat. Tattoo 3. Afghanistan, you're going to love our mangoes.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes. believe it.
Black Girls with Broadway, and a little bit about them. They were on our show a little while ago, and their Kickstarter program that we talked about, the Vinyl Revival program, is almost over. I think there's 4 days left, so if you get a chance, you should go to either our Facebook page or go to Kickstarter and search Black Girls, and they've got some great gifts. If you pledge $15, you get your name in the liner notes of the vinyl record, and you get a free copy. At $100, they'll write a song about you, record it, and post it on YouTube. Now, we've taken them up on the offer. I don't know what you guys thought of our intro song, but we're $15 into it. We need $85 more. They've already wrote our intro song, the new intro song to the show. We just have to come up with the dough to pay for
it. I'm still in debt $61 to the Richmond Comedy Coalition. Yeah. So
we are way behind right now. So we're back with the Comedy Coalition. Very, very funny people. Now, am I going too far to say maybe the funniest people in Richmond?
Yes.
I am? That's too far?
Too far.
What about the funniest group of people in Richmond?
That's possible.
Yes,
That's possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too many people in Richmond. Yeah.
What about the funniest people who hang out at Gallery 5?
Even then, I'm not sure.
Really?
There's some pretty funny people.
No, I'll go ahead and say.
Yeah, I'd
sure.
say. Yeah.
Sure, we got it.
Is there a, I mean, do they do other, because you guys do, you do the Richmond Famous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you just do kind of a regular, like a flex mm-hmm. improv mm-hmm. night twice a month. Mm-hmm. One's a Friday and one's a Thursday, right? Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Yeah, we have two shows a month. One is Richmond Famous, which is the true stories of local Richmond celebrities, people, interesting people. Our next one is on September 10th, and it features Ryan Nobles. He's news anchor for NBC 12, Fox Richmond. He's the handsome one. Yeah. And
are you hitting on him?
Yeah, I will. He was actually named. There's that political blog, Politico, mm-hmm. and they said, you know, here's the 50 people that you should watch, like 50 blogs to watch. And his was one of those.
Oh, that's cool.
He writes a Virginia politics blog.
Now, is he kind of, is he center? Is he conservative? Does he lean more left?
I don't know. I think he tries to be pretty objective.
Good.
I think, you know, he's just sort of, you know, that kind of Cronkite neutrality, you know.
Now,
I think
comedy doesn't really work with politics, but politics works really well with comedy. It's a lot of fun to mock politicians. So.
Yeah, but the minute a politician tries to make a joke,
it's over.
Now, I've been to two RCC events, both at Gallery 5. Mm-hmm. One of them was it Mandy?
Yes.
Mandy's father and mother came from Mississippi?
Georgia.
Same state. I mean,
yep. It's all the same.
It's all southern and different.
And you guys made that like a Richmond famous event.
It ended up being a little like that. Yeah, her dad is just a really interesting guy. And he just told some true stories.
He's a sheriff from Birmingham, Alabama.
Retired, though.
Retired, yeah. And his stories are awesome. And he sounds like exactly what you think the retired sheriff from Birmingham. He's like, well, we was out in the car. I was like, man, that's great.
Now, and then the other one we saw, you guys had Dirty Richmond.
Yes.
Yeah,
which is a fashion blog that's really popular around the globe, I guess I could say.
Sure.
The web. Yeah.
And you call it the web, I call it the globe. Same difference.
That's the same.
And you guys did a great job. I got to tell you, we left. I was so mad because we only got for the – we went through the first half of it. And we left on the Williamsburg, New York skit.
Hilarious.
And that might have been the funniest thing I have ever seen in my life.
That's pretty good.
And Katie, I got to tell you, hysterical.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a lot of fun. For those out there who were not at the show, and it's so hard to kind of like describe what happened in an improv show. It's really like a have to be there moment. But Brian McDaniel, the writer of Dirty Richmond, had told some story about Williamsburg, New York, and I think he said something funny like Williamsburg, New York, not Virginia.
Right.
And we turned it into a scene where
Colonial Williamsburg, New York.
Mix the two.
Yeah, welcome to Williamsburg, New York. Look at me churning this butter type stuff. Yeah.
It was, I mean, that's not even the half. It was hysterical. And my main question to you guys is, how do me and Derek, I mean, we're almost completed 8 classes. I've missed one, he's missed one, and
missed two.
Oh, I'm sorry, you missed two.
I'm totally flaking. I'm totally sucking at taking this class.
Yeah. And I feel really good about it. I mean, I'm enjoying Aaron.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes, and I've learned a lot, even outside of being funny. Like, I've learned how to work with somebody else, how to make sure that I'm supporting them at all times, not to negate their work. So it's really beneficial. My question is when are you guys prepared to make us more funny by doing more advanced classes? Are you guys going to step it up now? Because I know you only have intro, right?
Well, yeah, there's actually sort of a 4-class program that we've outlined recently for people that have taken intro classes and stuff and asked that same question. But, yeah, we'll have another session of classes, and there'll be a class in there, for scene work for you guys. So it'll be kind of like 2-person scenes and really working on that kind of stuff. And that'll be starting, the last week in September. And so we'll have all kinds of info on that. If you're on a mailing list or...
Well, whatever. We're already signed up for that.
Awesome. Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Is an educational thing, but are you also using it as maybe a recruiting tool to get new people into the fresh meat, into the coalition?
I mean, not only the group, but what we want is, not even with us, but hopefully just around the city, that the improv comedy scene takes off. So whether it's with our group, mm-hmm. or some people feel inspired to go do their own thing, like, mm-hmm. that's great. The better the scene is, the more stuff that's going on, the better it is, I mean, for us and everyone else.
Well, we're planning on eventually starting our own comedy. We'll be like the Central Virginia Comedy Coalition, we decided on.
Yeah. CV. Cool.
And I just want you guys to know, we're just going to tell you right now, we fight dirty.
Okay? I believe it.
We fight real dirty.
Bring it on.
Hey, real quick, we've got to make this announcement. We've got some big news, right?
Giant news.
Huge news?
Yes. Cafe Diem, man. We talked about it last week. This Wednesday, we start Wednesday night, man, open stage night at Cafe Diem. And it's where we're welcoming everybody in Richmond to come down and help support us in the show. I mean, we support musicians. We support comedy. We support, you know, the people like us. You know, we've been paying to do the show for quite some time. And we're fortunate to have our first advertiser. And we hope you guys will come down and hang out with us. Bring your instruments. You know, if you got some comedy, we'll let you get up there and tell some jokes.
You guys come down and do a sketch.
And have a few drinks with us, hang out, and maybe network. You know, maybe there's a way you can network, you meet some people, and who knows what it's going to lead to.
Did you guys ever do any stand-up? Either of you? Either three of you?
No. I've never.
Anybody in the group do stand-up?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys ever go down to their stand-up night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We may even head. There's a show going on there tonight. Sarah Schaefer, who's a former Richmonder.
Yeah, Midlothian area, right?
I think so. She's back in town doing a show, $3 cover at Cafe Diem. And it's Joe Hafke. He's the man who's organized all these Cafe Diem open mics that have been really successful. It's his last show before he moves to Austin, Texas.
They have a good music scene down there. Do they have a good comedy scene as well?
Yeah.
Heck yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They've got a good scene for lots of things.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Their improv scene is pretty awesome, too.
How is the transvestite male prostitute scene down there? Sean wanted me to ask that.
I think he'd have the market cornered. I think he'd...
Sean? Yeah. Sean would?
Yeah.
Okay, Sean, I've answered that question for you.
I appreciate it.
I
was dying to know.
speaking of Sean and improv comedy classes, are you guys... You have the intro. Do you guys have a remedial improv comedy class?
We could work something out that would be like for children.
You know. it'll be just 5-year-olds and Sean.
Comedy is laughing, right? 5-year-olds and I don't get along. If you remember the previous interview segment,
Sean. Well, what you guys might not know is Sean is a very funny guy. I won't detract from that, but
funny looking,
me and you, we look a lot alike. We could be brothers, so. Sean, the edge in us deciding to go with him is he basically bribed us with tax incentives for hiring handicapped person. So, I don't know if you guys might get some kind of special like tax break for teaching him improv comedy, but
I didn't even think about
that. Yeah, there you go.
That's
there
an you angle. Go. You guys do play dirty. Yeah, I like it.
All right. You're on Facebook. And you've got rvacomedy.com.
Yeah, that's our website.
And that's where people can sign up for improv comedy classes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and we also have currently, because we're not, next session's not open, we have an interest form. So if you fill that out, you're interested in improv classes, we'll get back to you and let you know more info when it comes out.
Now, what if you were interested in improv comedy, but let's say you didn't have hands due to some tragic pancake accident? That happened last week. Mm. How would they get in contact with you guys?
That's tough.
I really haven't thought out how the handless can.
Yep. See, no, it's a good thing you guys came.
I built the website. I haven't thought of that.
That could be. We could have a lawsuit on our hands if we don't alleviate that problem. We got to figure that out.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, you guys, you've promised us improv comedy.
Yes.
Now, you've got a little thing, maybe you want to do something for a couple of minutes?
Sure.
Yeah.
Show our listeners, if there are any, what this improv comedy thing is all about.
This this specific thing is not actually improv. This is a sketch we wrote a couple of years ago when we did a sketch show. And it's been a while since we've performed it. Katie, do you want to tell a little bit about it?
Does it need an intro?
It's just a few friends playing make-believe and joking around. And that's...
And
begin.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
Lettuce in! It's cold out here!
That's
funny. That's really funny. I do another.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Moo!
Wait. Oh, I get it. Oh, man. That was good.
Oh, man. I want you to tell one.
I don't know. I don't think I could.
Tell one. You do one.
I'm not a funny guy.
Come on. I'm sure you know one. Knock, knock.
All right. Okay.
Yay!
Knock, knock.
Who's there? I said, who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Okay, I think that's enough.
Knock, knock.
Oh my god! Nobody's home! Go away! Go away! Nobody's here!
Oh, hey guys, what's going on?
Knock, knock!
Who's there?
No, no, no! Hank, don't answer the door. Let's just pretend that we're not here. Something really weird is going on out there.
Knock, knock.
Deb, I'll handle this, all right? I'm a man. Who's there, huh? Look, if you don't tell us who's there, I'm gonna come out there, and then we'll see who's bad, okay? How about that, buddy? Answer me, all right? Are you out there, you creep? Oh, he's walking away.
Oh, thank God.
He's gone. We're safe.
Knock, 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 knock.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That's it. I'm calling the police. Click, 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 click. Oh, my God.
Click, click, click.
Oh, my God. Hank, the line is dead. Somebody cut the phone line.
Oh, God. You think you're funny? Huh? Well, we're not scared. Deb, I'm so scared.
I'm scared, too.
All right, Hank. Think, Hank. Debbie, are there any other exits here?
No, I only imagined up this one door. I don't know how to get out of here otherwise.
Okay. Hey.
Knock, 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 knock.
Whoever or whatever is out there. All right, it's not leaving until we do. If you ask me, I think we both know what it wants.
No, I'm too young to die. I've got too much to live for. I was gonna make a fort this afternoon. Pretend a broom was a pony and ride it. I was gonna drink some Kool-Aid gulps.
Drink. Of course, Deb. You're a genius.
What do you mean?
Is there a kitchen in here?
Well, of course. I imagined a kitchen right over there. What are you doing?
Perfect. All right, just go through the cabinets here.
Russell.
Ah, a jug. Okay. Here. Take this glass. Poured some liquid in it. It's all a game, don't you see? That abomination out there, it wants us dead. It wants nothing more than to rip us limb for limb, exposing our innards.
No.
Later eating them.
No.
So that our screams of torture drift off into the distance, unheard. The only way out of here is to...
beat him to the punch?
Or in this case... to the bleach.
Knock, 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 knock,
knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock,
knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock,
knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock,
knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knock. Okay. Knock, knock.
No, Debbie.
Before I die, I just...
Don't. Please don't.
I have to know. Okay. I have to know who's out there.
Knock.
Don't.
Knock.
Who the hell is there?
Orange.
Orange. Orange who?
Orange, you glad we're such good friends? Oh, shucks, guys. I told you I was no good at these jokes, these knock-knocks. You go again. That was fun. Guys? Guys?
Nice. Richmond Comedy Coalition.
You guys had, I don't know if you guys noticed because you were getting into it. Dan was giggling in there.
I was. Very funny. Very, very funny. All right, we're going to briefly play Only Insane by PBR. Blah.
I'd say I'm dressed to underestimate the effects these drugs are taking on my brain. My friends say try it.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
We are back on Radio Rubber Room.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, what's up, Simon's mom?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't ask, but thanks for answering the question
you're
I was
going
to ask you. Simon's mom, you are looking exceptionally hot tonight.
Very good.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks.
Hey, Sean, I just want to tell you something. I can't pick you up in that microphone if it's pointing at your belly button while you're talking. Okay?
That's where I do most of my heavy lifting.
Oh, good.
Okay. Speaking of heavy lifting, Simon's mom, you're looking especially good tonight.
Thanks, Sean.
I'm glad I'm over here and you can't see below the belt line.
I'm glad, too.
You wish you could see.
So, guys, I want you to know how excited I am to hear about the Cafe Diem night. I didn't even do any other show picks this night.
Really?
This week, just because I'm so excited at the fact that they're going to be so many musicians in one place in one time.
Musicians you know, too. Like, really good ones.
I know most of them well.
As a matter of fact. Yeah, so, yeah, Simon's mom. I mean, it's great because a lot of the really good musicians who have been on our show previously are coming out and they're going to play some tunes, do a little open mic night, improv music, if you will.
Ooh.
Improv music.
Oh, yeah.
You can throw suggestions or word lyrics at them and maybe they'll make a song out of it. And
I think that's true.
No, it's not true at all. I just completely made that up.
Dan lies a lot.
I lie constantly. Yeah.
He does. He lies to me a lot.
Yeah. All
you
the
seem
time.
Like a really nice lady. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You don't deserve that.
I don't. I really don't.
I don't do well with the women. I think it's my compulsive lying.
You are the opposite of a wingman in my effect.
In my gambling habit. I really like scratch lottery tickets a lot.
Have you ever won a scratch lottery ticket?
Never.
Never won? You haven't even won $1?
No.
You should continue with that endeavor.
One time I won a Big Mac on the Monopoly game, though.
That's
did
awesome.
Scratch
you
off
got
the
Baltic
rate.
Avenue or something?
No, I just scratched it off
was,
and it's a
I
free
was there
Big
when
Mac.
That happened. He was so excited.
Excited, man.
What did that Big Mac taste like? Victory?
it had expired. I actually found the ticket in the dumpster that I was looking for food in.
Okay.
And it had already expired, so it was kind of like a huge buzzkill.
Did you find any huge food, though, in the dumpster?
I did. I found, like, a half-eaten taco. I think it was a taco. It looked like a taco.
It was like a tortilla?
Not really. There was some lettuce in there.
Was it crunchy?
It was really crunchy. It looked like lettuce. It was kind of green, and it kind of like a lettuce fungus mix, I guess.
Was it like fuzzy?
That explains your
It was your totally
breath.
Fuzzy, yeah. But enough about my eating habits.
No, more, please.
Really?
I want to know what other weird things you've eaten from trash cans.
Now I know you're lying. You're not good. You're lying because you're not sleeping. Not having a good time.
It's true. I'm not good with the ladies either.
We'll hang out after the show.
Yay. Are we going to the Downbeat Switch show together?
I am. Are you
I
coming?
Am too. I am. Me and you backstage.
No, I'm going to go.
Okay, good. But anyways, so you haven't chosen any shows to go to recommend to people.
I was just too excited. I couldn't get any work done this week. I couldn't focus. I don't know. I haven't fed Simon in a couple days.
Really? Is he still alive?
I've been so excited. Honestly, I don't even know. I couldn't tell you.
But I mean, would you say, like, why not come to the open mic thing at or the open stage night at Cafe Diem? Because I mean, you can see all the best bands or some really good ones in one place in one night.
That'd be awesome if all of them were there.
Yeah, right.
That'd be awesome.
You'd save a lot of gas.
I'd save a ton of gas.
Yep, good.
My minivan doesn't get the best gas mileage.
I'll be out there, and it's good that I'm going to see you out there. And
why do you have to go everywhere I go?
No, you go everywhere I go.
I don't think so, buddy.
Yes, yes. Hey, let's just point something out, Simon's mom. I was not at All Good. You were, okay?
I was. I slept in a lot of
tents. I don't follow you.
I saw a lot of music.
I don't follow you. If I did, I would have been at All Good.
Whatever, Dad.
But I have responsibilities, unlike my friend Derek, if we even call each other friends.
I consider it a business venture.
Oh, yeah? What kind of business were you doing there?
I was, you know, meeting people.
Uh-huh.
Talking about stuff. It was work. Yeah. It was work.
I bet it was. He actually called in and cussed up a storm on that call-in. So that was good.
On the radio?
On the radio, live.
I was on the phone.
You know the rules.
Yeah.
Mister.
You would think he
sorry,
does.
Katie.
So, cool. We'll be at Cafe Diem, and Simon's mom will be there. Anybody who listens to the show who wonders what Simon's mom looks like, come out there. I'll buy you a beer, maybe, if I have any money. Most likely not, but I'll tell you I will. You can ask me for one, maybe, we'll see. The Comedy Coalition, they might buy you a beer. We'll see, right?
Maybe.
So you've kind of got a 50-50 shot with either of us. Come out there, but I will show you what Simon's mom looks like, if you ask.
You also have a 100% chance that the bartender will sell you a beer.
Yes, when... You must have taken statistics in college.
I did take statistics.
You're very good at it.
Not in college.
Not even saying it.
But cool. Back to you guys. We've been talking about the classes. People can go to rvacomedy.com, mm-hmm. and they can sign up an interest form. It's a really easy to use site. You know, for somebody like myself who is kind of a moron, I found it quite
kind of
easy.
Simon's mom.
Hey, Simon's mom. What shape fruit? What fruit shape to you do I look most like? And you have seen me naked
many times.
I don't remember. I'm gonna go with
star fruit.
Gonna go with
porn star fruit.
Tangerine.
Why? Why a tangerine?
Because they're round and furry.
I don't think you know what a tangerine is.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like a small thing.
I think you're looking for peach.
Yeah, right. No, nectarine. A nectarine.
A nectarine.
What's the deal with nectarines anyways?
I don't know. okay.
But back to the Comedy Coalition.
So Richmond Comedy Coalition, all of a sudden the doorknobs break here at the radio station, right? Yeah. And you're trapped You're trapped in here with us. Uh-huh. Obviously, it's more important that y'all survive than any of us hosts of the show. True. Which one looks more delicious?
More delicious.
Out of us three?
Out of the hosts of the show, yes. Me, Dan, or Derek.
Well, I've already... I knew that question was coming. That's why I've psychologically embedded the concept of me being a fruit into their minds.
Well, Derek's really skinny.
Deliciousness, so...
Day-old mango?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. Derek is too scrawny. He wouldn't feed the three of us.
No.
Healthy appetite.
I don't...
I will live.
I don't trust... any of the toxins in Sean's body.
you feel pretty good after eating.
It's like if I imagine...
It's like licking a frog.
So can I make a pitch for myself then? I do eat a lot of organic fruits and food.
No. So you want
to deal with a lot of organic
greens. I did have hot dogs today, which I'm still upset at Sheets about because I totally messed up.
Like in my head, if I close my eyes and I'm taking a bite of Sean, it's just like rancid.
Well,
it's
if you...
Thanks.
Like you're eating the skin of a fruit.
Like you leave meat out too long on the counter. Or you forget that you were going to cook it.
Is this because I don't shower? Hey, showering's bad for the environment.
Here, I'm not trying to argue for myself, but I will try to support your argument. From experience, I do know that if you do lick Sean's belly, you will trip. Okay, you will trip. Oh, God. Guaranteed.
Hope none of our listeners are eating right now. It's dinner time.
There's a family like sitting around the table with forks and knives in hands, like very upset right now, listening to you on their like giant stereo system.
Hey, if you listen to our show with your family, you should probably be instituted.
Doctors are close to discovering what grows on my belly. It is in motion right now. Scientists and doctors, a team of scientists and doctors are like investigating me daily.
Oh, nice.
They're like, what makes you trip on Sean's belly?
Okay. Oh, man.
Back to the
great
show.
Radio. Great radio.
So I guess we're going with Richmond Comic Coalition. You're going with Dan on that one?
Yeah, I imagine.
God, I wish I had like a
congratulations, Dan.
Yeah, Dan. Your breasts are so succulent.
I'm glad you guys admitted, so I can defend myself if for some reason we get trapped in here.
So guys, back to the Comedy Coalition. Why should people laugh?
Because it feels good.
Way better than crying.
Is it the best medicine?
Oh, God, no.
No.
Probably go to a doctor.
Medicine is the best medicine.
Yeah.
You should just take medicine.
Yeah.
So it will not cure hepatitis?
No. Okay. In some cases, it may make it worse. Yeah.
Sorry,
man. Straining. And
So is it at least a good medicine?
Now, can it lighten the symptoms of juvenile diabetes by chance? Will it maybe lessen them?
It could make you forget that you have juvenile diabetes for a little while. Diabetes is a different thing. I had juvenile diabetes.
Did you? What are the symptoms like?
It's, you know, like peach fuzz on your tongue and...
Not tangerine
fuzz. Your fingers are creaky.
Two more.
Two more symptoms of diabetes in juveniles.
Your left arm.
You sweat like nacho cheese, right?
Yeah. Well, it smells like nacho cheese. But then you're disappointed when you eat it because it's not.
Oh.
And then your left arm feels longer than your right, but it...
really isn't?
Well, the right one is longer. But it also feels like it's the left that's longer.
That's so weird.
That's
right?
Odd.
You just diabetes.
All right, cool. Well, why don't we play a song? We'll take a little break.
We should get into a break.
And we'll be back with more Richmond Comedy Coalition and Middle Management.
This next song, Downbeat Switch, The Light, live on Radio Rubber Room.
They're at City Dogs tonight. We're going to go see them.
City Dogs tonight, and this is a new song from then, heard here first on
That's
this
right.
show.
Thank you. a suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
I'm just too uncoordinated. I'll never learn to skip and whistle at the same time.
Don't give up just yet.
Who the hell are you? And why are you in my house?
What? You don't recognize me? I'm Albert Fallen Scratch, well-known silent film extra, 2-time soapbox derby champion, and world-renowned skip whistler.
What?
With all this crazy space-age technology, like lead-free paint and calculator watches, it's no wonder you're too uncoordinated for skip whistling. Kids these days are desensitized to the once popular art form of skip whistling, forgetting how to express their emotions without the use of words. There is factual evidence that I've wrote down on this here napkin that proves the rise of evil organizations like Lambda and the Lady Gaga Fan Club are in direct correlation with the decline in popularity of skip whistling.
Let me see that.
Ha-choo! Sorry, but I have the yellow fever, and I don't want you to catch it.
I don't get it. Are you gonna teach me to skip and whistle at the same time?
Of course! At the Albert Fallen Scratch School for Skip Whistling, we'll teach you more than just that. Like dance juggling, and juggle skipping, and advanced juggle whistle dancing. At the Albert Fallen Scratch School for Skip Whistling.
I don't know. Juggle whistle dancing sounds dangerous.
Oh, crummy buttons. Let me tell you something, you little p-. I used to skip juggle whistle dance 10 miles uphill backwards and naked to school while dragging an invalid in a wagon.
Cut!
The Albert Fallen Scratch Old Fashioned School for Skip Whistling. Sign up today and get a free loofah stick backwasher and this handy calculator watch.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room action figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the 3 different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Dan action figure comes equipped with hand-to-mouth food-eating action.
I just ate, but I'm so hungry.
Throw Dan in some water and watch his belly grow 2 times its normal size.
Mine just pooped.
Or shake him really hard and listen to him breathe heavy like he just ran a marathon. Radio Rubber Room action figures, new from Spoofco. Collect all 3.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb you are building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back. This is Radio Rubber Room, and we are here with the Richmond Comedy Coalition Middle Management. And thanks for turning the light back off. I like the atmosphere.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's going on, guys?
Well, you
guys ready to do some funny?
Let's do it.
We feature improv mostly in our shows, so we'll try something out now. Usually we get a suggestion, so we will. Can we get a... a location, maybe something that you wouldn't find on a map, maybe
like a McDonald's or a cafe or something.
Sean, you got any?
Sean,
My suggestion is the restroom at the radio station here.
Radio station restroom.
That's right. Good, okay. Dude.
Middle management presents radio station restroom.
Hey, I hope you don't have any exposed wounds on that hand.
What are you talking about, boy?
It's just, the last time someone came in here, he went on a hunting trip. Eagle nearly clawed his hand off. Blood everywhere. Washed his hands. 2 months later, nothing but a pile of ashes on the ground.
Well, son, it doesn't really sound like that's from the water so much as being clawed to death by a live animal and letting the wound fester. I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen to somebody like me.
Hey, believe what you want to believe. I've been on this earth for 62 years. I've seen some horrible things. And I know what I saw.
Well, excuse me. You cannot be... This is a public place. You gotta put that beer away while you are in a public restroom. Sir, I don't care how many years you've been on this dang earth. You respect the laws of open containers.
You don't tell me what to do. I've got 23 minutes till I have to be back home to the lady. I've got time to kill. And frankly, I like these new hand dryers.
They just shoot air at you so fast. So fast it hurts.
It's a new air gun. Dries your hands in 2 shots.
Oh, and I see you have a baby changing station in here.
Yeah, it's been a day trip for me and the tyke.
Oh, he looks so tired.
Do you want to touch him?
No, God no. Do not want to touch your baby that is laying on a... Oh, okay. Oh.
Shut up. Shut up. Quit doing baby things.
Well, listen, I better get running now. People are going to start wondering why I've been in this bathroom so long. Yeek.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I didn't know it was so crowded in here. I'll go ahead and just kind of get out of here. Oh, my God.
Hey, watch out, my baby.
Shit. Oh, my God, the handle broke off.
What?
What do you mean?
The handle just broke off the door. It's permanently locked. We're trapped in here.
You seem to know a lot about how that door works. That's money. You haven't even tried it yet. You're just going to assume that we're stuck in here, huh?
I have eyes in my head. I have been on this earth for 45 years. I think I know a door handle.
Here we go again.
Broken door handle when I see it.
Well, Heckford. I don't know what I'm going to do now in this situation.
I think there's only one thing that we can do. I think we better eat that baby.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Gotta ration it out.
Yeah, we can't eat it too quick. We gotta make it last a couple days.
And we don't want to eat it all at once because then, you know, we'll just be ungrateful for that baby before us.
Hey now. Before you jump to that decision, don't you think it's right to consult me first?
Well, it sounds like we have a 2-1 vote.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not okay with it. I just think you should have consulted me first.
All right.
That was rude of us.
I'm sorry.
That was very rude of us not to ask. May we be so kind as to eat your baby, seeing as how we are trapped in this men's room indefinitely.
Just devour it.
Just...
Oh... Crap.
Oh, he fell off the changing table.
Oh, now.
Oh, that little guy.
5-second rule. 5-second rule. 5-second rule.
Still good. Okay. Still good.
All right. Still good. All right. Well, I grew up in a Christian household, so I guess it's only right that we say grace.
So we're really not going to try the door first, right?
I told you I could see it.
We're just not going to even...
I believe this man.
Push on it.
I believe him.
Oh. I can see the door. It is obviously not openable.
Okay.
It is not ajar.
Just could try to stick your finger in the hole where the knob came off and jiggle it around a little bit.
Do I look like a jerk?
Well, no, sir.
No, sir. I look like an idiot to you.
No, sir.
No, sir. You look
like a highly intelligible person.
You don't think I thought of putting your finger in and jiggling? You don't think I thought of that? The instant the handle broke off.
I apologize for that. I'm very sorry.
All right.
Thank you. At least consider for a moment that I thought of that as well. It's not that you thought of it too. Just assuming that I didn't already think of it. I would just appreciate that you assume I've thought of things.
I think we're learning a lot about each other. See. Oh.
That baby is... tripping.
Well, I'll be the first one to start Grace.
Let's all hold hands.
Don't touch me.
I just washed them clean.
Oh, you washed your... I'll see you in 2 months.
Yeah, okay.
Dear Lord, who died for us.
Dear Lord.
We don't thank you. Nope. For this precarious predicament you've placed us in.
Sorry, that was my phone just got an email, sorry. I'll put it on vibrate.
Excuse me.
I'll put it on vibrate, sorry.
We're very thankful that you've placed with us some form of sustenance in the form of my offspring. We're not proud people for what we're about to do.
You know, I just had a thought.
Hmm.
I can get email on my phone.
Oh.
We can probably look up some good recipes for this baby.
Oh. my Grammy used to make a delicious Brunswick stew.
Oh,
that would be so good right about now. Mm. My mouth is all a-watered just thinking about it.
Hey, we went hunting today. I got some good animal out there. Some animal meat outside. Let me just go get it.
Yep. You.
All right. Here we go.
So another email. I did put it on vibrate.
All right, what'd you bring us? What are we going to throw in with that baby?
We've got some snake and deer.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Did my eyes deceive me, or did you just try the door?
No, I went out. I had to go out to my car to get winnings from today. So, yeah, no, I just went out.
Obviously.
I exited through the door.
Mm-hmm.
Went in my Ford. Picked up some meat, came back in, closed the door.
Wait, I just realized something. If you can get out to your truck, you probably have a camping stove out there. We could really make a nice rolling boil with a camping stove.
No, I don't think you guys understand where
I am 20 years older than you.
You do not understand where I'm going.
You are a smart man.
No, you guys, what I'm trying to get at here is maybe the straits aren't as dire as we think they are. Like, maybe we can just...
Is this a joke to you?
No, yeah. I'm just saying maybe we could all three of us leave this bathroom and go our separate ways, not have to... You know, we eat a live baby.
I feel like we bonded here, and I feel really insulted that you want to go your separate ways.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Did the last 5 minutes here just mean nothing to you? We've been through something really, really tragic here.
You're right. Never in my 37 years have I ever met two men in a public restroom that I want to eat a baby with so badly.
Mm.
I'm sorry I took that for granted.
His name's Joseph. Now let's go eat this baby.
Hey!
Yeah,
back
there.
Yay!
And
scene.
And scene.
You guys are twisted, and the baby still cries too.
Oh man,
he's so sad. No, so for our listeners, Richmond Comedy Coalition does not really eat babies. That was just a joke.
Yes, that
right?
was all yeah. make believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I was throwing sounds at you that you guys had no idea we were going to throw at you.
Yeah,
we did not pre-plan. Any of the bathroom scene at all.
No.
I'm kind of sad you guys didn't bring up the actual radio station, though. Or even joke on our show.
We don't need to plug you guys even more than you already do.
We're actually on your show right now. There's no need to promote it. If they're listening, they already know about it.
Nobody listens.
Not necessarily. There was that guy that called in earlier.
Yeah, that was classic. I should have put him on the radio.
What did he say? Was it like, what y'all doing in there? What kind of...
He was like, what kind of radio you guys got going on there right now? I was like, bluegrass? He was like, good, keep it up.
Hope he's still listening.
I hope so, too. I love you, dude. Keep listening. All right, let's play a song, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more with Richmond Comedy Coalition, RCC, rvacomedy.com. That's rvacomedy.com. And if you want to be funny like me and Derek try to be, then you need to take one of their improv classes. What's the name of the song, buddy?
Did you skip a track, or are we still in order?
I'm all the way at the
I
end
think
of the.
We're no dice.
Yeah, so that would be. You want to do no dice?
Sure,
let's do it.
Flying machine.
Giant bird, but it just wouldn't work. Its feathers kept falling out, and test pilots were getting hurt. Research and floating platforms did not go as expected. It burned fuel much too fast to hover and be productive. It's when we found the lady, she had teeth green as her eyes. Spoke of gypsies and the same bull in the sky. In the sky. I can build a rocket ship that would take me to the stars. I wanna watch seasons change on Neptune and on Mars. I never mind the Chinese food on the earth I left behind. As I watch now become the past recorded in my mind. Cause now I'm watching for red cars as the mold is closing in. I'm left here skating where the ice is thin. The ice is thin.
Guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rumble Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room Action Figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Derek action figure transforms into a solar-powered Prius that shoots hacky sack projectiles.
Hey, Zach!
The Derek action figure comes pre-programmed with catchphrases like,
"If it's yellow, let it mellow."
And,
"I never use soap, brah. It's bad for the environment."
Each Derek action figure comes with a bottle of cactus juice.
Feel the healing power of the cactus fruit, man.
He won't shut up about,
"I'm totally gonna have sex with this juice."
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoofco. Collect all three. Spoofco, it's My Pet Dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoofco believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At-home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games.
Hold on there, you little bastards. My pet dinosaur is different.
Awesome!
Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is. Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur. New from Spoofco. New from Spoofco, it's Radio Rubber Room Action Figures.
All right!
Now you can play along with your favorite character from the show. Choose from one of the three different hosts with an array of accessories, weapons, and superpowers. The Sean action figure comes with survival attachments like pizza cutter, fly swatter, and record needles so you can listen to all your favorite records from the 70s. Hold Sean action figure up to the television and he'll tell you the program information for that channel.
I've seen this one. Let's watch porn.
Wind the key on Sean's back and listen to him try to convince you to do things like,
"Want
to
burn something?"
And,
"Let's go peek in your neighbor's window."
And,
"Go to your mom's purse and take out $10.
Radio Rubber Room action figures. New from Spoofco. Collect all three.
Again, it is time for Rubber Room. Cardinal rules. Cardinal rule number 174.
When Facebook stalking, never have as your status Facebook stalking. It's a dead giveaway. Enjoy the show.
Transistor mode.
thank you for listening to WHAN 102.9 FM. It's actually 11:40 a.m., but you can hear us on 102.9 FM. We just had a request for Fish.
I've got some in my iTunes.
Yeah, I don't think he was listening. Maybe he was. Hey, dude, if you're listening right now, call back, man. We'll put you on there. We'll talk a little bit about Fish, man. You can kick the ball around with the very famous Richmond Comedy Coalition.
Yep. Don't forget about Radio Rubber Room hosts.
What's that?
We're famous and awesome.
Okay.
People want to talk to me every day.
I saw somebody said that you were famous for being on the show, Katie. I saw that.
My sister said that. Thank you.
She obviously has never heard the show or heard of it.
Correct.
My family says that I'm special all the time.
Yes, you are. I think you're special.
And so is your IQ test.
Anyway. My IQ test is 1 point above that.
Period.
That was. I'm just curious what the guy who called in was thinking. We're playing Opposite the Satellite. And, I mean, even if we were playing stuff other than local music, because everything we do play on here is local, if we played anything other than local music, how Fish and Opposite the Satellite, like, actually, like, really fit.
Maybe he was listening during Silo Effect? So.
Definitely. Maybe. I mean, it's not a bad transition between the two, but...
Can you all play some Incubus for me?
Maybe it's like, hey, you know who does a lot of improv? Fish.
Fish. Oh, genius. Maybe... You know, I'm an idiot. This shows how smart I am, because if I had any sense, I'd be like, yeah, let me put you on hold. We're going to play some Fish. And then I would have brought him in. And,
trickery.
Yeah, we could have hounded him. But I'm not as smart as Katie. Katie, who should be running this show.
She's a woman.
Me.
That's me.
So, by the way, Katie, when we came to the new show, you were at the very top of the list to be a host on this show. And I told Derek, you are too good for this show. And you agree, right?
I'm very flattered that you guys thought of me.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
That was.
I like that you guys think I'm funny.
We went with Sean.
Yeah. I can see how he would be my direct competition.
Well,
can't you see the regret in their eyes?
Well, the reason being is we kind of assumed that we wouldn't hallucinate if we licked your belly, so we had to go with Sean.
That's true.
Because
But it's really good for writing when you lick my belly.
It is. It's great. That's why we have all this wonderful content.
Yes, everyone just saw you quote.
Yeah. For those that can't see us at home, he just said wonderful in air quotes.
Yeah, it's high definition radio. People can actually feel the air.
That's right.
Hey, around Sean, my I'm air actually quotes. Going to see not Fish but Trey in October. Can you come with me so I can lick your belly before the show?
Yeah, dude. I will pass out belly licks for $1.
Yeah, you guys can make some serious money.
Or what you do, man, is you just get like a washcloth. And you make sure he's all nice and sweaty. Put him in a sauna. Get it nice and soaking. Put it in a Ziploc baggie. And then you pass it around the show and let people people suck on the washcloth. Or you could like cut out little squares and sell them.
People are going to be like, what is this?
I just transported to another dimension.
I was Ronald Reagan.
There's some bad belly sweat making its way around the crowd. Don't suck on the brown belly sweat.
The brown wash.
Oh, my God.
I showered this year. I don't want to hear it.
It's only July.
It was in August. March.
So we've talked about the rvacomedy.com. You guys are in the new issue of RVA magazine coming out, which is a great ad. You design all your ads, and I got to tell you, the designers around. I think the ad is hysterical. I think it's a really good ad, but everybody before we got the ad in. Around the magazine was talking about your design skills, David.
Oh,
like everybody
awesome.
Was like, is it going to be the same guy who designs their posters? They love RCC posters, man.
Awesome.
And you definitely do a really, really good job.
Thank you.
Is that your day job?
Yeah, I do a web design. I'm a web designer during the day, web and graphic.
That's really cool. I mean, design is the way to go nowadays. And Katie, I just assume you do funny for a living. So
no, actually I work at a camera store.
Oh, okay.
When I'm not making the funny.
Oh, so
that's what I do.
Is that what a camera saleswoman, I mean, do you have to be funny? Was that like part of the questionnaire when you were applying for the job?
No, actually, I feel like in my everyday life, if you were to see me at work, I'm way more like awkward than actually funny in real
like me?
Life.
Yeah. Like me at work? Have you ever?
You and I have a lot in common.
I am the most awkward salesman in the world, and I got to tell you, I think it's working out for me.
People are just like endeared by you. They're like, oh, poor thing.
No, they're like,
I'll give him some business.
It's the shock value of it. When I leave their environment, when I leave there, they go, that jackass is never coming back. He's the worst salesman in the world. And then when I come back in, they're like, what the hell? Like, they're so dumbfounded. Before they know it, they're buying from me.
That's right. Yeah,
that's a good strategy. I like that.
And I stumble right in there. And do you mind? I don't want to take up your time, but did you want to hear a little story that happened to me the other week?
Yeah.
There's a local. Was that you, David? Get out. So we're at a. There's a local sex toy shop in Richmond, and the owner of it. I for some reason, you know, I don't know if it's her. I don't think it's her. I think it's me. I'm definitely a little bit awkward when I'm working, or it could be the fact that I'm trying to do business in a room full of dildos. But every time I go in there,
any other place you do business,
I trip over the threshold every time, and every time going out. So I'm in there the other day, and I'm showing her the stuff, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I've got magazines. And for our last issue here, these are for you. And then she looks at him. She's like, this is really cool. And then right as I go into my pitch, I go, and like leap forward at her. And she like goes backwards. She's like, what the hell is wrong with this guy, right? And so I'm like, try to take a little breath. And then I'm like, okay, this is this and that's that. And what do you think? And she's like, no, I don't think so. And I'm like, all right, thank you. And I turn around, and there's a mannequin dressed in, like, leather.
Ooh.
Just all this really cool, like, S&M stuff.
Shiny.
And I elbow drop the mannequin. The mannequin and all the stuff that's on it fly up in the air.
Oh, my God.
And I've got some magazines with me, and I'm, like, leaning down, and I'm, like, trying to pick this stuff up, and I'm, like, I'm, like, holding, like, this leather, like, at her, like, blubbering like an idiot. And needless to say, I get up, and I don't say anything. I'm just like, and she's like, yeah. So I get up, I leave the stuff right there. And needless to say, I do trip over the threshold on my
You guys want
to
hear one of my work stories now?
No.
Okay, good, because I wasn't. I don't. Yeah.
You don't like my work stories?
That's okay.
Luckily, all I have to do is sell beer, and the most heartache I have to deal about is people are like, are you going to touch it?
Did you stick my finger in it? No. Why did it turn green then?
So we have a couple more minutes.
Can I tell you another story? Can I tell you another story?
So guys, why should somebody go see an improv comedy show?
Terrible question.
Yes. Did you think of that by yourself?
I think improv shows especially are one of the few comedy shows where the audience is really a part of the show, whether or not they're yelling out suggestions. You know, a lot of our scenes, if the audience gets a high laugh, we know, okay, that's funny, so let's continue that. If they're not laughing at all, we don't do, you know, what we're doing necessarily. So really, it's kind of, they affect the show, and it's really a interesting experience, I think, going to an improv comedy show.
Yeah, it's like a movie you go, and everybody's seeing the same Captain America everywhere, you know, but if you sit in a room, like, you have to, it's weird, like, we tried to relate that story before, and if you try and tell people funny scenes that happened, they often are like, okay, so he was a robot, and he had to shake hands with everyone, and it's like, yeah, it was awesome!
Like my work stories, right?
Yeah, it is, you really do have to be in the crowd. It's a good time.
So it's the difference between going to see an improv band or a band that plays their songs the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
Every night.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Our next show is Thursday, Laugh Track 2. We are featuring a local musician. It's not improv, but they write songs. Manly Man is their name. They do some musical comedy. And also our house team karate practice, which we just cast via auditions, And then the RCC Ensemble is performing Laugh Track, where we take a one random audience members, we take their iPod or iPhone, hook it up to the speakers, and put it on shuffle and use their randomly chosen music to inspire all of our scenes.
And that could get embarrassing for some people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
like, I've flipped through Dan's iPod before.
Thing is,
that would be funny if I had an iPod. If you go through my CD collection, it's really bad.
So. Please don't bring, like, a stack of CDs to the show. We will not pick you.
What about vinyl, if he brings record? Yeah,
right. No, vinyl is on point.
Yeah, so that's coming up on Thursday. That should
be
a good show.
8:30.
Guy-fi.
And beforehand is a free student show featuring our students.
Now, what if my iPod only has, like, every Kenny G record?
That would be hilarious.
So now you have an iPod.
Don't you have some Dido on there?
I like some Dido.
I love Dido.
So,
always. That wasn't a joke. I just Dido till I die. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Ride or die, though.
Back off that mic. That's what I say.
I like to sound boisterous.
So, I've only been able to see you guys do the Richmond Famous, but I've heard a lot about the Facebook. You guys do a thing with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When was that? It was in July.
Yeah.
It was our Thursday show in July. We did Facebook, where we... Matt, if you want
to... Yeah, we take one person from the audience, and they log into their Facebook account, and we project their Facebook page up and just kind of comb through their friends and their pictures and their likes and their profile and all that stuff.
And you mock them.
Yes, and then we mock them heavily. And we like to think that we celebrate them.
Of course. I would love for you to
yeah,
mock
we,
me.
Yeah, we just take that as inspiration for the scenes and turn that into... the material for the show.
And the other thing you guys also do is Craigslist stuff.
Yeah.
And you guys have encountered one or two of my ads before.
I believe so.
All of them. Probably.
You guys,
are you the guy that is selling the cockroaches? Because
no, I'm the guy who came back and said cockroach guy, total ripoff. So that's me.
Fruit shaped man seeking.
You gotta keep him honest.
Fruit shaped man seeking fruit shaped woman.
No strings.
Preferably meat filled.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything you guys want to do before we leave?
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, say thanks.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We love you guys. We're gonna continue the tradition of the Hangover Show. So
awesome.
Looking forward to it. Yeah.
Until then, we recommend that you get out to see RCC Comedy Show at Gallery 5. And follow them on Facebook, Twitter. You guys do the Twittering.
And Tumblr.
And Tumblr. So, follow them. And we'll see you guys next week, right?
See you then.
Will we?
What?
Derek?
Yeah,
we'll
sure.
See them?
Yeah, definitely. Of course.
Yeah. Are we
going to? Okay.
Yeah.
See
us? Yep.
It's good.
All right. See you guys then?
Yeah, all right.
We're good?
Cool.
Yep. Everything good?
Bye, Steve.
And the show.
Bye, Steve.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug.
WHAN Ashland, Richmond. W275BQ Ashland. 1430 AM. And now 102.9 FM. WHAN.